Good afternoon, preppers. Welcome to Goshen Prepping. Glad you're here. Listen, as war seems to be looming between China and Taiwan and the U.S. getting involved in it, and we are getting involved in it, we kind of have like a step back thought that, well, here in the United States, if you're actually here on American soil, it's not going to really affect us. But I need to show you some things that are coming that simply says that's not true. First article comes from the World Socialist website. U.S. send troops to Taiwan after general threatens war with China by 2025. And this obviously is very biased on China's side, but you know what? You always want to look at from all aspects of news. And it says right here, the United States will quadruple the number of U.S. forces stationed on Taiwan, which of course China claims its own territory, in an effort to provoke war with Beijing. I need to make it very clear that I don't believe that's what's happening. I don't think we're trying to provoke war with China. I know a lot of people are. They have a lot of good valid points. But I will say the whole thing remains on Taiwan is entitled to its own sovereignty. The United States is actively turning Taiwan into a military base just dozens of miles off the coast of mainland China. Sorry, I had to giggle a little bit because they're only sending about 200 servicemen over there now. It's still 200 servicemen and obviously is a little provoking, but China tends to like blow things up literally and metaphorically speaking when this happens. But there's more to it than this. Look at this article. This Air Force general is rallying his troops for a war with China. Now, this makes you think. A provocative new memo from a four-star Air Force general is sounding an alarm on China and raising eyebrows. General Mike Minahan, head of Air Mobility Command, oversees U.S. Air Force's cargo and tanker fleet, urged his airmen to be unrepentantly lethal in preparation for potential war with China, and he says it may be 2 years away. I hope I'm wrong, he wrote, but my gut tells me we will fight in 2025. And he predicted that the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, now in his third term with the newly set war council, will take advantage of the 2024 presidential elections in Taiwan and the U.S. to cause trouble. And I'll be blatantly clear. I'm not discrediting that. There's actually a lot of truth to that. When we talk about as far as like presidential elections in the United States, we suddenly see huge catastrophes taking place. And now suddenly the need to go to war rally because I want to be your president and I'd be the one to do that for you. I definitely see that coming. But there's all kinds of things taking place. For example, here's an article that talks about China is slamming reported plan for US B-52 nuclear bombers to be in Australia. We're increasing our base activity in the Western Pacific, not to mention the Philippines and Okinawa. There's definitely a lot of standing ground taking place in which we were preparing for this ultimate inevitable invasion, which I think a lot of people say is going to come. But it comes down to this. Again, it's not simply even just taking sides. Do we stand with Taiwan? Do we stand against Taiwan? Do we let them be? Are we against China? All that is, in my opinion, irrelevant. What is relevant specifically to this channel is preparedness. We are Goshen Prepping. It's all about what you and I can do because we talk about, and we've mentioned many times, that when it comes to war, especially like World War, there's a lot of civilians that are killed, tens of millions who are killed because of famine, disease, etc. Because understand, if this does happen, which it seems to be heading that direction, we're going to be sending so many things over there, including our sons and daughters, because I definitely see a draft reinitiating on this, especially a women draft too. I see it coming. I personally think that's what's going to happen. And even beyond that, it absolutely could hit us and affect us here on American soil. And it all comes down to this last article you must see. China will target U.S. homeland in war over Taiwan, army leaders predict. China will attack American homeland if a major war erupts over Taiwan or elsewhere in the Indo-Pacific, U.S. Army's top civilian expects. If we got into a major war with China, the U.S. homeland would be at risk, as well as both kinetic and non-kinetic attacks, cyber attacks on the power grid or on pipelines. They are going to go after the will of the United States public. They're going to try to erode support for a conflict. And there it is. That's what we're talking about. It's not simply just a war being fought over there. It's a war coming over here. Understand and think about this, that when we shot that balloon down, this is the first time ever in American history, practically since the revolution, obviously, that we've actually looked at us shooting down an enemy aircraft. I guess that didn't happen in the Revolutionary War either, an enemy aircraft over American soil. It's unprecedented, and it's actually showing you what's coming in the near future. So again, guys, we need to prepare like there's no tomorrow, because in this particular case, when it comes to war with China, especially if it goes nuclear, there will be no more tomorrow. I don't think that's going to happen, but we do need to prepare. So make sure you get your stockpiles going if you haven't done so already. We have lots of videos on what to stockpile and basically to put in your prepper pantry so you're ready for this, because we're getting our families ready. because this, unfortunately, it seems to be in the direction we're heading, and I don't think there's anything that's going to stop it at this point. Thanks for watching.